If you are looking for an easier thrill this weekend, head to the movies. Some good ones out this week, and here's our weekly digest of what the critics are saying about the new releases. Slate's Ben Williams has summary judgment.
Our first film this week is The Manchurian Candidate, a Jonathan Demme remake of John Frankenheimer's Cold War classic about a plot to subvert the US presidency. The remake stars Meryl Streep, Denzel Washington, and Liev Schreiber.
We gotta find out what's gonna happen, where it's gonna happen.
Are we friends, Ben? I wanna believe we were friends.
We are connected, and that's something nobody can take from us.
The Manchurian Candidate is like Fahrenheit 9/11 remade as a superb political thriller, says The Onion. As a paranoid Gulf War veteran, Denzel Washington seesaws between frustrated military dignity and out-and-out nutjob, says New York Newsday, while Meryl Streep pulls off a double-reverse inverted backflip as a scheming senator. Everyone, by the way, is predicting Oscar for Streep. The film is relevant enough to make you want to check the back of Dick Cheney's head for an input-output jack, according to the Miami Herald, but nobody's particularly shocked by its conspiracy theories. What seemed daring 40 years ago has become routine, says LA Weekly. Next up is M. Night Shyamalan's latest shocker, The Village, which puts William Hurt, Sigourney Weaver, and Joaquin Phoenix in a pre-industrial Pennsylvania community threatened by mysterious creatures lurking in the surrounding woods.
Your father left for the market on a Tuesday. He was found in the river 2 days later.
There are secrets in every corner of this village.
Critics to M. Night Shyamalan. Drop the surprise twists. The director's movies seem increasingly to be mapped from their endings backward, says Entertainment Weekly, and The Village is no exception. Many critics claim to have guessed the film's finale before the first hour is up, and it isn't especially shocking or surprising, according to the Chicago Tribune. Entertainment Weekly has a remedy. Shyamalan may want to think about making his next movie with a twist beginning, a new writer. Finally, we have the limited-release Garden State, a coming-of-age movie set in New Jersey that stars Zach Braff of Scrubs fame, who also wrote and directs, alongside Natalie Portman.
We're not going to make out or anything.
What?
I'm sorry. I just, like, totally ruined that moment, didn't I?
No, no.
It's just that, like, we're not going to make out, okay?
Okay, no, I hadn't planned on trying.
Oh, my. I am so lame. That was... You know what I do when I feel completely unoriginal?
What?
Blah, 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 blah.
Everyone's comparing Garden State to The Graduate. Playing a struggling LA actor returning to New Jersey to face family demons, Zach Braff has caught the look and the sound of his blitzed, prematurely disillusioned generation, says LA Weekly. Critics enjoy the quirky scenes with high school friends that drive the narrative, but split over the big, sappy ending. Braff's naive romanticism is also lovely proof of the film's innocent heart, gushes The Village Voice. But The Onion thinks Garden State devolves into forced confrontations, symbol-laden big moments, and speeches that feel patched together from monologues for young actors.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.